KDOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:52 here this morning, we're pleased to be joined by Laura Evans, who's going to be discussing early childhood programming at USD 252 Southern Lyon County.
Laura, good morning.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How's it going today?
We're doing great. I do have two little friends here, Emma and Ace, that are going to help me with our radio talk.
Awesome. Emma, good morning.
Hi.
How are you? Ace, how are you?
Good.
Awesome. Well, Laura, let's get us started here because there's been an increasing emphasis on early childhood programming and just really early childhood education in general, it seems like, over the last 10 years. Let me just ask you really why that emphasis has been coming down over the last decade, or really has there always been this emphasis in place?
Sure. My background has always been early childhood, and The emphasis on early childhood has always been important since I've been in the field. However, I do feel like that it's been a much bigger emphasis as time has gone on, because early intervention has been key for finding any developmental delays in our youngest children. And also, there's a lot of promotion with kindergarten readiness and preparing our youngest learners for kindergarten. So I do believe that's the reason why early childhood and early childhood intervention has been much more important on a larger scale in our school districts and in our communities.
So have you found, too, Laura, that you mentioned you may be able to diagnose some issues, you know, with the young children, but you notice, too, that those that have went through early childhood are ahead even a little more when they go to kindergarten?
We are noticing that. In fact, we just compared our math and reading numbers in our tiers, and our kindergartners and our first grade had a much higher amount of students in that first tier that are basically on grade level when we have that early childhood and preschool or a child care center in place before they enter elementary school.
Laura, before we talk maybe about the specific programs that you have in place, is it one of those things, I guess the question that I have in my mind is the focus here for USD 252 more of a general overall education method here for those youngsters, or are there specific programs that you're using that you find benefit here with the kids?
Well, for USD 252, we do offer childcare in our elementary school starting as young as 6 weeks, and then we provide care all the way up to age 5. And we have found that getting those students as young as our infant toddler classroom just school ready, and then as they enter into preschool is where we start implementing more of the kindergarten readiness.
So how many kids? Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say that we implement learning without tears, and then we utilize a creative curriculum, and we also follow the Kansas Early Learning Standards that align with our kindergarten standards on through elementary school.
So how many kids, Laura, are in your early childhood program right now?
We have approximately 50 at each location. So we have a location at Neosho Rapids, and then we have our location at Olpe. And ranging from ages 6 weeks all the way up to age 5, we have approximately 50 at each. So we're pushing the 100 mark.
So you're looking roughly, 20% really of the students district-wide then are in this early learning age group?
And I can say that our early childhood program has one of the larger numbers in our schools.
Boy, that is
impressive. Because we do have the child care centers that are located in our elementary schools.
Okay. How do parents, obviously parents are really digging what you got down at USD 252. What are some of the things that you're hearing from parents that, or really some of the things that you're seeing from the kids?
Well, historically, I found that childcare was definitely a need in our communities here, So that's what originated the needs assessment to provide child care within the elementary schools and for the communities of Hartford, Neosho Rapids, and Olpe. And over the years, that has expanded to our surrounding areas in Lyon County. So we do get a lot of families from Emporia that bring their children here to our child care centers and for our preschool. And we also get families from other counties that are surrounding us, too.
So you offer this programming to those not just in your South Lyon County communities then, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
Yes. And most of the reason for that is that it's really hard to find high-quality child care. Emporia has a lot of great child care centers as well. Olpe has two great home child care providers. There are none in Neosho Rapids and Hartford. Just yesterday, I talked to one of our one of my friends' colleagues that has one of the centers in Emporia, and they have a waiting list of about 50 infants. So we're finding that everybody is in need of care. So we build those partnerships with the centers in and around our county just to be able to provide care for the families in our area.
Well, there definitely is the need. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So,
absolutely. Well, let's see if we can get Emma and Ace to kind of give us a testimonial on how the program's working over there.
Emma?
Hey, Miss, they want to talk to you. Emma. Emma's here.
Okay. Emma, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. What do you like about the programs that you're going through right now?
What do you like about preschool?
Yeah, what do you like about preschool?
I like playing. What's your favorite thing to play? Say it loud. Say it loud.
I like to play with baby dolls.
Daisy dolls. Okay.
All right.
Baby dolls.
Baby dolls. Gotcha.
Baby dolls.
Okay.
So. Just piggybacking off of what Emma says, so we do a lot of learning through play. So centers is a big part of our school day as well.
Okay, Ace, what do you like best about preschool?
What's your favorite thing to do at preschool? Recess, play, lunch.
Recess.
Who
doesn't like recess?
I like recess.
Mm-hmm.
I love recess.
I can't make it through recess anymore.
So, Ace, you excited about Christmas and Santa Claus?
Are you excited about Christmas?
Yes.
Yes. What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? One thing?
Must be a pretty long list.
There are two things. Can you say one of them? It's okay if you don't want to.
That's okay.
I think
That's right.
All right.
Emma, do you want to talk about your Christmas list?
You want to talk about what you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want it.
Oh, four things. Tell them one. Tell everybody one thing.
I want Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome.
I think that might be coming your way. We'll see.
I'm thinking. That can be probably taken care of. All right. Well, Emma and Ace, thank you very much.
And you guys, remember what we said? Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome, guys.
Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
All right.
You too.
Laura Evans, Early Childhood Programming, USD 252. South Lyon County.
And serving a lot of kids in South Lyon that. County and neighboring counties as well. Yeah. Don't forget again, What's in Outdoors Friday, coming up the 8:20 to 8:50 time slot. And then we are looking to get Monday's Newsmaker 2 slot filled, but we can tell you that the Newsmaker segment Monday morning will have Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon updating the bell ringing campaign again, 7:15 Monday morning.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 901, 46 degrees, good morning.
Emporia Main Street invites you to bundle up and enjoy our holiday Moonlight Madness on Thursday, December 9th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in downtown Emporia. Grab your friends for a night of games, prizes,